Listen to two totally opposite positions in our readings today, the first reading in the gospel. The first, in which St. Paul was talking about how we're saved from grace through faith. Grace meaning charism, or grace meaning a gift that is completely free. And as we've heard and know in our own hearts, that the grace that we received is from Jesus Christ, from his death, his resurrection, going to heaven to send the Holy Spirit upon us, and salvation in our lives. It's all grace. And then we hear in the gospel, and where did he talk? He talked about greed, the opposite of grace. Greed. Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me. Jesus replied to him, a friend who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator, take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Well, really, it was kind of the dagger, if you will. But it is not rich in what matters to God. So some good thoughts today, very good thoughts. To know that, yes, we don't have electricity today, or I don't know how long, but that's possession. We don't need that. We have God. God gives us grace, and that's free. Actually, electricity, we actually pay for that. So think about things like that on this. It's kind of cool in my experience, that just those odd things that just jump into your life. We didn't think we'd have electricity today when we went to bed last night. Well, here we are. You know, we got to think about things. And again, first we want to think of Jesus and God. Right? They've been doing this. They've been doing these masses for centuries without electricity. They didn't have it. They had mass. Praise God. It's his grace. And so no matter what happens physically and with the greediness of our worlds, even in our own, that grace is number one from God.